your beliefs really, really matter. It's your beliefs that can make you what you are or what you're going to be.
Thanks for tuning into our podcast. We love having you here, and it's our mission to bring you all the latest and greatest tips, skills, and know-how to make you the best that you can be. We know that you have it in you, and we're going to show you how. Now, let's get started.
Hey folks, this is Vikas Kaushik again, and I'm back with another video. And this time again, I'm going to be talking about beliefs, because this is out of experience that I have gained through so many years of working. Here are three insights that I really want to focus today in order to grasp the idea of investing into the beliefs that are really worthwhile for not just me, not just you, for everybody. So the first would be, believe in your potential. Your potential is a picture of what you can become. Like Thomas Edison stated, if we do all the things that we are capable of doing, we would literally astonish ourselves. Too often we see what is our current reality without really looking to what could be. So I'll take an example of Milkha Singh, who at some point in time had become so disenchanted with his life that he had considered becoming a dacoit. And we all know what Milkha Singh, because of his beliefs, became. He is one of the most well-known athletes in Indian history today. And he was a champion. He was called the Flying Sikh, named the Flying Sikh by the president of Pakistan because he was such a good athlete, definitely in his times. So if you could see yourself in terms of your true potential, you would not really recognize you. That's the kind of potential each one of us has. So too many people really fall short of their real potential. I was one of them. I still am. I know I myself have so much of potential that I'm not really tapping into it. I'm trying, but I have not been able to. So there's this author, John Powell. He states that the average person only reaches about 10% of their potential and sees only 10% of the beauty around them, hear only 10% of the music all around them, and smells only about 10% of the fragrance around them, and tastes only about 10% of the deliciousness of being alive. We are only utilizing 10% of ourselves. I would want to use this quote by cartoonist Charles Schulz, who offers this comparison. So life is like a 10-speed bicycle. Most of us have not really used the gears ever. Charles Schwab states, when a man has put a limit on what he will do, he has put a limit on what he can do. And that's the problem that we all, me included, all of us face. We have put a limit on what we will do. And that's the reason we are not able to do what we can do. So that's about believing in your potential. Please believe in your potential. You have amazing amount of potential. It's just that you need to really tap into that potential. How you're going to do it, that's up to you. A good way of doing it is to find a partner, to find a coach, to find a mentor who will help you really realize your potential. The second belief that I would want to talk about today is, believe in yourself. So it is one thing to believe that you possess remarkable potential, So you, if you start believing in your potential, that's something very good. However, that's a very different thing. It is totally another thing to have enough faith in yourself that you think you can fulfill it. So basically, once you believe in your potential, you need to have faith in yourself, belief in yourself, to actually fulfill what you are capable of, what your potential is. Many people are agnostics when it comes to believing in themselves. This keeps us from becoming all that we can become. That's true for you, that's true for me. It has been discovered there is a great correlation between self-confidence and achievement than there is between IQ and achievement. So basically, if you have higher self-confidence, you can achieve much more compared to a higher IQ. And I know of people, I personally know of people who were not very high IQ people, not those very brilliant or intelligent people, but they had confidence in themselves, and I know they are doing very well for themselves today. I know people who are CEOs, I know people who are business heads, I know people who have really done very well in their lives. So basically, self-confidence, belief in yourself is very important. So Arnold Palmer in his office has this hanging which says, if you think you are beaten, you are. If you think you dare not, you don't. If you'd like to win but think you can't, it is certain you won't. Life's battles don't always go to the strongest or the fastest, but sooner or later, the man who wins is the man who thinks he can. So powerful words. So if you believe in yourself, sooner or later you will win, you will be successful. So you need to, apart from believing in your potential, you need to believe in yourself. That's number two. Let's go to number three. Believe in your mission. So basically, belief in what you're doing will lift you above your talent. If you really believe in what you're doing, it will lift you above your talent, in the sense it'll make you give not that just the 100%, it'll make you give the 110% or the 102% or the 105%. That 1 or 2 or 10 or 5% really makes a difference. So William James states, there is one thing that will guarantee the successful conclusion of a doubtful undertaking: faith in the beginning that you can do it. So when you start anything, just start with the faith that you can do it. So basically, belief in your mission will actually empower you. So having the confidence in what you're doing gives you the power to achieve it. Have the confidence that whatever you're doing is worthwhile, and you would do it to the best of your ability. You will do it, you will give it 110%. Belief in your mission will actually encourage you. What often allows people to keep moving in negative environment is a strong belief that I can accomplish the mission. So what I'm trying to say here is that even if the environment is not really very positive for you, it's not very conducive for what you're trying to accomplish, if you have a belief in your mission, what you're trying to do, it'll encourage you to really work hard, work smart towards accomplishing whatever you have started. And belief in your mission will actually enlarge you. So what happens is, as you collect micro wins, small wins, you will find yourself doing what could be seemingly impossible. So what I advise my clients as a coach or a mentor or a consultant is that if they find that project is seemingly impossible, it's very difficult, just break that project into smaller tasks. And what happens is, when you achieve success in these smaller tasks, it gives you some confidence. Every time you achieve, it gives you some confidence, and that confidence will help you really, really make sure that you are able to complete the entire project. You will grow to newer heights if you break a seemingly impossible project into smaller tasks. I have seen it personally. I have seen so many of my clients achieve it. That is the reason I believe that if you actually believe in your mission, if you actually break these seemingly impossible projects into smaller tasks, you will be able to achieve the entire project or complete the entire project. So these were the three things or three beliefs that I wanted you to really make sure that you start working on from today itself. Number one, believe in your potential. Number two, believe in yourself. And number three, believe in your mission. The three most important things that will help you eliminate those small limiting beliefs that you may have and take you towards success. So that's it for today, and I will come back with another video maybe tomorrow or day after. Thank you so much.